Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Top of the fifth inning, Joe Stengler will lead it off for New Munich. He is the number nine hitter, Joe Stengler, then Jacob Hinnenkamp, and Hunter Rademacher facing Anthony Reverman. Reverman's first pitch to Joe is a strike in 0-1. Two runs, two hits, no errors for Spring Hill. One run, three hits, and no errors for New Munich. Reverman's pitch, a little bit low for a ball, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. And Reverman delivers low, 2-1. Two balls, one strike. We're down to, with including these two teams, five teams remaining in this region tournament. Three will go to the state tournament. There's a strike to Joe Stengler in the count at 2-2 now. Two balls, two strikes. Pitch low and the count full at 3-2. Three to the count. Anthony Reverman shakes Nathan Terrace off a couple times and comes home, and Stengler pops this one up. That'll go over our heads as it bounces in the parking lot here at Richmond Baseball Park. Three to the count. And outside, ball four. And a leadoff walk by Anthony Reverman again here in the fifth inning. He walked the leadoff man last inning.
So if you're Spring Hill, you just want to get your offense back in the dugout here. So Anthony needs to throw some strikes here. Get the bottom of the order back on. Last time it didn't fare so well for him. They scored a run when they got the 8-9 hitters on.
That'll bring Jacob Hinnenkamp to the plate. Jacob, 0-1 so far this afternoon. Had a sacrifice in his last at-bat, a sacrifice bunt. Stengler the lead. Hinnenkamp would like to bunt again. He takes a strike call to 0-1. Third straight inning, a leadoff walk. Pitch high again. And the count, one ball, one strike.
Just trying to determine if he's changed anything from the first and second inning. He was throwing strikes pretty consistently here, so.
Hinnenkamp puts a bunt down. That's back to Reverman on the mound, who steps off the mound and makes the throw to first. 1-3 in the putout. Sacrifice bunt there for Jacob Hinnenkamp.
Think he had a chance at two?
I think he did.
I think he might have.
Then I bring Hunter Rademacher to the plate.
But if you don't get that guy at second base, then you have two guys on.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
With nobody out.
Hunter Rademacher, 0-1 today. And he pops this one up shallow left field. Brent Terrace there will make the catch, and two outs. That'll bring shortstop Will Funk to the plate.
So if you got first base open here with Will Funk up, what do you do? Pitch
good
him carefully,
question.
Right?
Yeah, pitch him carefully. Although you have a 2-1 lead, so.
You do.
I go after him. And that bounces away from Nathan Terrace. He doesn't know where it is. Stangler's going to go to third, and swipe tag by Eric Schoenberg a little late, and Joe Stengler slides in safely. Yeah, Nathan Terrace, when that ball went underneath his legs, he had no idea where it is.
I don't think Joe knew what to do either over there, and he's about halfway, and Terrace found the ball and had a crack at him yet.
That pitch was a ball, 1-0 the count to Will Funk. Anthony Reverman's pitch, and this one's popped up in the infield. In foul ground, it's Eric Schoenberg at third, making the catch for the out, and that will end the fifth for New Munich. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left on base. 4.5, it's Spring Hill 2, New Munich 1, Region 15C Baseball. Back in a minute here on KASM.
For all of your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area. They specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tilling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to the area teams in this year's baseball tournament. Shopping local means that your money stays and supports our small town communities. But have you ever thought of buying insurance locally? Grove Mutual Insurance Company in Meyer Grove is your local company for farm and home insurance. They are here to serve their customers in their time of need, as well as supporting our local communities. Grove Mutual partners with Grinnell Mutual to offer highly competitive rates, along with amazing insurance coverage. Visit GroveMutual.com for a list of agents or stop in their office in Meyer Grove for a quote. Mention this ad and receive a free deck of cards. Grove Mutual Insurance, your local company for home and farm insurance.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Welcome back to Region 15C Tournament Action here on KASM. Set to go with the bottom of the fifth inning. And for the Chargers, Regan Nelson, Brent Terrace, and then Eric Terrace facing a right-hander, Jim Toole. Chargers hold a 2-1 lead over New Munich here in the fifth, and Regan Nelson leads it off with a single to left field. For Spring Hill, their third hit today.
Kind of looks like the Spring Hill hitters are settling in a little bit here on Jimmy Toole, getting in time with their slow curveball.
And it'll bring Brent Terrace to the plate. Brent Terrace grounded to short in his only at-bat so far today. 2-1, Spring Hill leading New Munich here in the fifth.
Brent, I think they're looking for a sack here.
Terrace puts the bunt down, but it's foul. And 0-1. So no balls, one strike. That's a good pitch by Jim Toole, keeping it down in the strike zone. And
perfect. Brent, good sack. Bunter, too. He's got a good bunter here.
It's tough to bunt those pitches when they're down in that strike zone, though. It really is.
I think Brent knew it, too, because he didn't bunt at a strike there.
Back to first is Regan Nelson. Regan played basketball for Melrose this past year, had a whole bunch of injuries in his senior season. Terrace will put down a bunt back to Toole. He thought about second, we'll go to first, and just in time to get Brent Terrace. And you see that arm again of Ty Reller just being exposed to that runner coming down the line.
We've seen that a lot in this tournament, haven't we?
And is it because there's all these left-handed first basemen that throw oftentimes
must be.
Goes
has
in?
A lot to do with it, but a lot of these throws are all on the line or inside towards the foul side, so they're throwing right where the runners are.
So 1-3 on the putout, a sacrifice bunt, one out, on to second. Goes Regan Nelson, here's Eric Terrace, top of the order. Terrace takes a strike at 0-1. No balls, one strike. To a pitch, Terrace, ground ball to third, Tanner Reeland. Gobbles it up, throws to first, can't make the play. It'll be an error on Tanner Reeland as Ty Reller knocks it down and holding the runner Regan Nelson over at second. But that was a play Tanner Reeland needed to come up with there, and that throw off the mark.
Tell you what, Ty Reller might have saved a run there.
I agree, yeah.
That goes by him. That goes a long way down that line.
So now a base runner at first and second. And here comes Nathan Terrace to the plate. One out here in the fifth. Spring Hill leading 2-1.
You are kind of taught that as a first baseman. You do want to save that throw from going with the runner going to second base. You want to get out. If you don't get the out, at least save that guy from advancing to third, possibly home on a wild throw.
Nathan Terrace so far today, 1-for-2. Oh, and he sends that one a long way. Back by the fence and gone. That ball jumped off the bat of Nathan Terrace, and he gives his team a 5-1 lead here in the fifth. A three-run blast for Nathan Terrace. Boy, Don, we were talking about earlier that ball not carrying real well in that first game, and all of a sudden the air has changed.
Yes, it has. And I tell you what, Jamie Terrace and both Nathans, they were, well, not they needed a lot of help, but didn't hurt.
So a three-run blast, and here's Eric Schoenberg. He'll foul it at the plate, and 0-1. No balls, one strike. Eric Schoenberg, 0-for-1 tonight. He has got a walk that he picked up in the fourth. One out, 5-1 our score. Swing and a miss. Way out in front of that offering from Jim Toole, and 1-2 now. One ball, two strikes. That pitch just missing outside, and 2-2.
Jimmy still got that big leg kick wind up yet.
Schoenberg, ground ball to third. It's a fair ball, gets by Reeland, and it rolls into the left field corner. Digging for second is Eric Schoenberg, and he'll go in standing up. Double for Eric Schoenberg.
Reeling a little nonchalant on that one on down the line. I think he had a chance to backhand that one.
And it scooted by him. That'll bring Jamie Terrace to the plate.
If you're New Munich, you want to get out of this inning here without digging yourself any deeper in this hole.
Jamie Terrace lays off the pitch that finishes low, and the count, one ball, no strikes. 1-0 the count, 5-1 Spring Hill here in the fifth. Another pitch that drops, seems like it's dropping off the table when it gets to home plate.
It does, doesn't it?
And it's 2-0, but Jamie's got good control there, not swinging at anything right now. 2-0, that pitch low, Joe Stangler knocking it down, and 3-0. Nobody throwing in Sartell's bullpen. In New Munich's bullpen at all. And now they're just going to walk Jamie Terrace and put him on. Okay, so Jamie goes to first. At second, Eric Schoenberg. And coming to the plate, Anthony Reverman. The last we had heard from Sartell was it was in the fourth inning. It was 4-0. And the Cold Spring Rockies were leading Sartell down in Region 4C. It was Regal and Starbuck in the seventh inning down in 4C. Here's a pop-up down the right field line. Ty Reller goes into foul ground and makes the catch for the out. So Ty has made some nice catches. That was another nice catch by Reller down the right field line. Okay, some score updates here. Looks like it's 5-0 Rocky, or 5-1 Rockies, bottom of 5. Moorhead beat St. Cloud Boudreaux today 6-2 in 2B. Here's Owen Meyer at the plate. Owen, 1-for-2, had a base hit in his last at bat. Runners at first and second, two outs, three runs in. And Owen's going to take that on. Oh, they're going to say intentional, and Owen's going to have to go back. And they're going to rule that one a ball. 2-0.
I'm looking at that as a pretty good call by the buddy umpire.
Two balls, no strikes.
He's crowding, really crowds the plate.
And Meyer pops this one up behind the plate. Joe Stangler giving chase and just bounces on the concrete between the dugout and the fans stand.
Look where his front foot is in that batter's box here, Randy. He's got a... He will get hit with some inside pitches here, Owen.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Two balls, one strike with two outs. This is the eighth man to bat here in the fifth off of Jim Tool. And Meyer chases that high pitch and fouls it to the backstop and 2-2. The count. Jim Tool looks back to second and comes home. That's outside, the count full, 3-2. 3-2 the count. Tool from the stretch, the 3-2 pitch to Meyer. Here's a ground ball back up the middle. Will Funk will go to first and 6-3 on the putout of Owen Meyer. And that will end the Chargers' fifth inning. But a productive fifth inning it was as they scored three runs on three hits. There was an error and two men left on base. We have played five innings at Spring Hill 5 and Dominick 1. More baseball to come in a minute here on KASM.
St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency look forward to providing their customers that great old-fashioned service you've come to expect. Looking for answers to financial questions? Stop and talk with Joel Schmitz, and he'll be happy to lend you good, sound advice. For insurance, stop in and see their local agents. They'll be more than happy to review your current policies to make sure you're fully covered. Swing in and visit the professionals at St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency today.
Where you save and spend impacts your community. At Felica National Bank, we believe that when our communities are strong, it creates an amazing ripple effect throughout the lives of the people who live there. Strong communities provide local businesses with a richer foundation to grow and gives local citizens a more vibrant environment to work, play, and thrive. Allow us to help you keep your money close to home. Come visit us at Falcon National Bank in five locations. Richmond, St. Cloud, Foley, Ham Lake, and Isanti. And at falconnational.com. No matter the need, you can bank on us. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Here we go. Sixth inning from Richmond, Region 15C. And Nick Stangler will lead it off for the Silver Streaks. Ty Reller's loosening up down in the Silver Streak bullpen. 5-1. Spring Hill with the lead over Neminick. On the mound, Anthony Riverman. The first pitch to Nick Stangler, a ball, 1-0. And this one is popped up behind home plate. Nathan Terrace looks at it, and it's going to go falling out of play in the count. One ball, one strike.
I got a little pollen in my nose there, I think.
It is the allergy season. That's right. 1-1. Riverman's pitch, high and 2-1. Five runs, five hits, no errors for Spring Hill. One run, three hits, and an error so far for Dominick. There's a strike called to Nick Stangler and 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Low for a ball, and the count full at 3-2. Anthony Riverman kicks, delivers, and Stangler stays alive as he fouls it off. Count stays at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Kick the pitch in. Another foul back by Nick Stangler. On deck, Chad Funk. Anthony Riverman ready. And the pitch, Stangler ground ball to third. Eric Schoenberg has the two-hopper, throws across the diamond, and 5-3 in the putout. Nice play by Eric.
Took his time on his throw. Threw a strike over to first baseman Jordan Welly.
And it'll bring Chad Funk to the plate. Chad, so far today, 1-for-2. And there's a strike called to Chad Funk, 0-1. No balls, one strike. Strike called again to Chad, and 0-2. 0-2 the count. Anthony Reverman's pitch. Funk folds it back and out of play. The count yet at 0-2. Tyreller on deck. Anthony Reverman kicks and delivers, and that's inside to Chad Funk. The count, 1-2. One and two. Fastball that Funk will foul out of play, and the count stays 1-2. St. Martin beat Richmond earlier today 5-1, eliminating Richmond from further play. The winner of this ball game gets St. Martin later on this evening. 1-2, and Funk a drive to right center field. Coming hard is Owen Meyer. He'll make the catch for the out. Two down. And Tyreller.
That one didn't have the carry, did it?
No, and I think it was up in the strike zone. Chad was trying to protect the plate, too. And
I think so, too, and the wind has actually switched a little bit here. It's more from right to left now. Get that up in that little bit of a jet stream there.
Reller turns on the Reverman fastball, and it's fouled off over by first base. 0-1 to Tyreller. Reverman's pitch, a little bit high for a ball, and 1-1. 1-1. And the pitch inside to Tyreller, and now 2-1. 2-1. Anthony Reverman kicks and delivers. Reller pops this one up over by shortstop. It's Jamie Terrace back on the grass just about behind third base as he hustled over there, made the catch for the out, and that'll end the sixth for New Munich. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. 5.5, it's Spring Hill 5, New Munich 1. Region 15C on KASM. We're back in a minute.
Are you in need of excavating work? Then you need to call Chris at Cutzer Excavating, serving the local area since 1996. They are licensed, bonded, and insured, and can get the job done right for you. From commercial to ag and residential, you can depend on Cutzer Excavating. They handle water, septic systems, site prep, driveways, Class 5, basements, dozier, backhoe, demolition, and so much more. They are available for you. Give Chris a call at 320-980-0015. Cutzer Excavating, serving the local area. Get in on the Shady's LA Golden Road Experience. Get a punch card and visit all Shady's locations for a chance to win a trip to Los Angeles for you and a guest. Trip includes flight, hotel, VIP brewery tour, and tickets to a Dodgers game. Every time you fill your punch card, you enter yourself into the drawing. Show your card to the bartender to get stamped and instant beer specials. Drawing will be held at 5 p.m. on August 17th at Shady's in New Munich.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Here we go. Jordan Orbeck will lead off the sixth for Spring Hill, and he fouls it back and out of play. And the count at 0-1. It'll be Orbeck, Regan Nelson, and Brent Terrace facing Jim Toole here in the sixth. Pitch is low for a ball, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Cold Spring Rockies leading 6-1 now over Luxembourg. That's bottom of six. Orbeck will take a strike, and now 1-2 here to Jordan Orbeck leading off the sixth for Spring Hill, and he fouls it at the plate. Count stays 1-2. One ball, two strikes. It's 5-1 Spring Hill in the sixth. Tools pitch and a swing and a miss. Jordan Orbeck out on strikes. So one down, and Regan Nelson steps into the box. Regan, 1-2, had a base hit in his last at bat. Scored a run, and there's a strike in 0-1.
Jimmy wastes no time on the mound, does he?
He goes at the hitters. He does. Fouled out of play in the count 0-2 to Regan Nelson. Nelson, the right fielder for Spring Hill. Tools pitch, and Nelson drills it to short. Will Funk fields the two-hopper across the diamond, 6-3 on the putout. I'm really impressed with Will Funk's arm at short.
He's got a good arm, doesn't he?
Ooh, strong and accurate.
Well, he does some pitching for New Munich also, pretty much relief here right now. So.
Yep.
I wouldn't be surprised. He'd probably be the next one up, wouldn't he?
Yeah, even we did see Ty Reller throwing,
yes,
too,
Ty,
so Ty
too.
Possibly could come in. Brent Terrace at the plate. Brent is 0-1 today, had a sacrifice bunt in his last at-bat. He lofts this one to right field. Nick Stangler has a beat on it, makes the catch for the out, and that'll do it for Spring Hill in the sixth. Nothing across. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. Six in our books, Spring Hill 5. And New Munich 1. More baseball in a minute on KASM.
Your smile with healthy teeth makes a first impression. Your teeth are meant to last a lifetime. The team at Albany Family Dentistry can assist you with all your dental needs to keep your teeth and mouth healthy. They offer comprehensive dentistry and advanced services like professional cleaning, dental implants, 3D x-ray, one-visit crowns, bridge work, root canals, teeth whitening, and so much more. Put your dental health in the care of Albany Family Dentistry. For an appointment, phone 845-2032. Best of luck to all the area teams from Albany Family Dentistry.
When the mercury rises, the last thing you want to be without is air conditioning. And no matter how well you take care of the mechanical things in your home, you can count on inconvenient failures. Grinnell Mutual makes it easy for you to add equipment breakdown coverage to your homeowner's policy, so you don't have to sweat the small stuff. Prepare for the unexpected by adding equipment breakdown insurance to your home and farm policy. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Ruth and Gary Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Jill Stang, Donna Coulter, and Maggie Haynes, your local Grinnell Mutual agents in Painesville at Central Minnesota Insurance Agency. Phone 243-7403. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Tanner Reeland leading off the seventh inning for New Munich. Tanner 0-2 today. First pitch from Anthony Riverman, a ball. That pitch a little bit low, and now 2-0. Some more serious throwing down that first baseline. Ty Reller up on the pitching mound down in the right field corner.
They threw the first one past the catcher.
Pitches inside to Reeland. And the count 3-0 to Tanner. Logan Funk on deck. There's a strike and 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Anthony Reverman's pitch. Here is a ground ball to second. Eric Terrace will eat that one up and throw to first. 4-3 in the putout. Logan Funk, the designated hitter, 0-1 so far this afternoon. Had a walk back in the third and struck out in the fourth. Reverman deals to Funk and a swing and a miss, strike one.
Here, Anthony Reverman, here's where you want to try to find that groove, where you find that strike zone and keep pumping it.
Here's a pop-up out onto the grass. Jamie Terrace going back at short and makes the catch as Brent Terrace probably could have come in and taken that from Jamie, but Jamie kept backpedaling and two outs. And Joe Stengler to the plate. Joe has been on base twice today. Had a base hit back in the third and then walked in the fifth. We're in the top of the seventh inning. 5-1, Spring Hill leads New Munich. New Munich took the early lead, 1-0 in the third inning. Spring Hill has battled back. They've had home runs from Jamie Terrace and Nathan Terrace. Two-run homer by Jamie Terrace and a three-run homer by Nathan Terrace. Pitches a ball to Joe Stengler in the count 1-1. One ball, one strike, two outs. Anthony Reverman's pitch just bit low and 2-1.
Must be just a little low because it looked real close, but it eased into it.
It did. 2-1. There's a strike and 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Yep, Reverman works quick. And his pitch, Stengler, ground ball to short. Up with it, Jamie Terrace. Oh, low throw across the diamond, and well, he can't come up with it. It'll be an error on the shortstop, Terrace. And the Silver Streaks got their top of the order coming up now, and Jacob Hinnenkamp.
I really thought Jordan was going to come up with that one. It bounced early enough, but it just kind of scooted out of his glove. Made the scoop. Come up with it, but it come out.
So Jacob Hinnenkamp to the plate. Jacob so far today, 0-1. Two sacrifice bunts for Hinnenkamp. And the pitch is high to Jacob. 1-0. The count. We kick the pitch. There's a strike and 1-1. One ball, one strike. The kick, the pitch, a swing and a miss. Strike two. 1-2.
Little cat and mouse going on with Joe and Nathan Terrace. Nathan just about pulled the trigger on that one.
One ball, two strikes. Anthony Reverman's pitch. Oof, just missing, and 2-2. Two outs, two strikes. Here comes some rains. We've been watching it on the radar. Some really light rain starting to fall again. The 2-2, a swing and a miss. Hinnenkamp's out on strikes, and that'll end the Silver Streak seventh. No runs, no hits. One error and one left on. We have played a 6.5. It's Spring Hill 5. And New Munich 1. We're back with more baseball here on KASM in 1 minute.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram from West Central Sanitation. Your good neighbors you've come to trust. I'm here at the Farming and Richmond baseball fields, two of our satisfied customers, and the fields are looking great for the Region 15C baseball tournament. We wish all the tournament teams, players, and fans all the best. Nothing's better than great baseball, great competitive pricing and services from a local refuse and recycling service company, West Central Sanitation. Call West Central Sanitation today at 1-800-246-7630.
Day after day, month after month, El Rosa Grain and Feed continues to lead the area as your Hubbard Feed dealer. Hubbard Feeds are the perfect blend for your dairy rations, hog feeds, and chicken feeds. El Rosa Grain and Feed can customize your feed order and also offer delivery right to your farm. Looking to buy or sell your grains? Talk with Tim for the best prices around. El Rosa Grain and Feed, your Hubbard Feed dealer, wishes the best of luck to the El Rosa Saints and all the area teams at the Region 15C baseball tournament.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Hey, welcome back to Richmond. Bottom of the seventh inning coming up here in just a few minutes. We have a pitching change and a defensive change for New Munich.
Ty Reller will move over from first base over to come in relief of Jimmy Toole. Nolan San will take over the duties at first base, so he'll slide in a Jim Toole spot.
In the bottom of the seventh inning, Ty Reller gets the top of Spring Hill's lineup. Eric Terrace, Nathan Terrace, and Eric Schoenberg. umpires, I don't know, conversing down the first baseline. I don't know exactly about what. There is some activity in Spring Hill's bullpen, and oh.
Got the sleeve again. He needs to put another one on or take that one off.
And so Tyreller's going to take it off this time.
Put another one on. I think he'll probably put the other one on.
The two sleeves that he has that match. He's got two black sleeves.
Nope, he's going to leave it off this time.
He'll leave them both off.
I know the last time he got called on that, he had to go back in, and then he put another one on.
He did.
Yes.
Yeah. And it was a lot warmer.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, so Eric Terrace into the batter's box. And we're ready to go. First pitch to Eric, a strike, and 0-1. Eric so far today is 0-3. 1-4 as he drills a single to right center field. Big turn at first. And leads off the Chargers seventh with a base hit.
Catcher number seven, Nathan Terrace.
Nathan Terrace to the plate. He's 2-for-3 today with three RBIs and a home run.
Big three-run homer.
Gordy Barton going through some signs over at third. Nolan Sand holding the speedy Eric Terrace. Tyreller in the mound. The first pitch is a strike to Nathan Terrace in 0-1. 0 on the count. It's a throw back to first, and safe at first is Eric Terrace.
6-1 now. Rockies over Luxembourg in the
bottom of six.
Yes.
Going on the pitch, Eric Terrace pitches high. Stangler's thrown not in time, and Eric Terrace safe at second. So that throw from Joe Stangler, the pitch was high, and Joe just basically caught that high pitch and gave it a wing. He didn't have a chance really to get Eric.
No, Eric had a good jump off a tie. For being a left-hander, he had a real good jump, didn't
he? Yes, he did. 1-1 the count to Nathan Terrace, there's a strike called, and 1-2. 1-2. Reller kicks, delivers. Terrace drives it to left field. Long run for the Silver Streak left fielder. That's Rademacher making a diving catch. I think it would have been a foul ball. I think he was in foul territory, but he went down to his knees, dove, and made a catch on Nathan Terrace, one out.
Looks like Jordan Welly warming up for Spring Hill.
Jordan's playing first, so he's being DH'd for right now.
Correct.
And Eric Schoenberg steps into the box with one out and a runner at second. Followed by Eric Schoenberg and 0-1. No balls, one strike. Bottom of the seventh inning, 5-1. This one popped right over our heads.
I could have made that catch.
And the count 0-2. I like those pop-ups better than the line drives.
Too. Yeah, they don't seem to be going near as fast.
Yeah, and it gives us a chance. 0-2 the count to Schoenberg. Tyreller staring back at Terrace at second, and now Eric Schoenberg calls for time. Now, Don, that wind, it was blowing straight to center.
It moved a little
bit. Keeps like swirling around a little bit, actually. Mostly out of the east-southeast. That's right to left. Schoenberg drives it to left center field. That is hit a long way. Hunter Rademacher in that gap makes a catch for the out. Eric Terrace tagging, and he's going to go to third. So two outs and a couple fly ball outs to left field. Terrace makes his way to third with a stolen base and a fly ball. And Jamie Terrace to the plate. Jamie is 1-for-2 today, a two-run homer and a walk. A couple RBIs for Jamie. And Reller's pitch is fouled to the backstop. And 0-1.
Must be one of those jobs for Leo where you got to buff that one out, huh?
That's right. Yeah, yeah. Off the facing.
Yes.
Well, it's one strike. That one bouncing to the plate. Now getting off second or third.
My.
Too far was Eric Terrace. Joe Stengler throws it over the head of Tanner Reeland, and Eric Terrace will score the sixth run. So an error by the catcher Stengler. They had Eric Terrace picked off big time. Just a high throw by Joe sailed on him, and it's now 6-1 with that run here in the bottom of the seventh. Two outs, the count, one ball, one strike to Jamie Terrace, and takes a strike. No, takes a ball, they say, 2-1. Pitch by Reller. Terrace rips it to left field. That's a solid base hit. And the two-out single will give Anthony Reverman a chance to bat here in the seventh.
The pitcher number one, Anthony Reverman.
Ty Reller wants a new baseball. And Anthony Reverman so far today is 0-for-3. 0-for-3 in the 5 spot.
Rockies must be putting up an inning. They're up 8. I got 8 now.
Oof-ta. Here's Anthony way out in front of the off-speed from Ty Reller. And 0-1.
Ty wanted to throw that the last pitch to Jamie there too, and he was kind of giving Joe a little bit of a look. I don't think he wanted to throw that fastball to him.
0-1 the count. There's the fastball, and 0-2 now to Anthony Reverman. Bottom of the seventh inning. 6-1 Spring Hill over Neminick. Spring Hill with 8 hits today, Neminick with just the 3. Fastball just missing inside to Reverman. And the count at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Two outs and one on. Reller's pitch, curveball, swing and a miss. Out on strikes is Anthony Reverman, and that ends the seventh for Spring Hill. One run and two hits. There was an error and one man left on base. 7 in our books, 6-1, Spring Hill leading Neminick. We're back in a minute.
Delivering a crystal clear TV picture, reliable phone service, and unparalleled internet speeds wouldn't be possible without you. At Albany Mutual Telephone, we are grateful for you, our customer, for choosing us as your service provider. As a member of the co-op, the investment you make through subscribing to our technology services makes a bigger impact in our local community than getting your service through a big box provider. People like you make it happen and make our community strong. Thanks for your patronage. Albany Mutual Telephone, technology all the way home. 320-845-2101.
Fabrell has been serving the area for 50 years with quality steel roofing and siding panels and more. Fabrell and Kramer Lumber and Melrose partner together to offer you superior service and an industry-leading product line. Fabrell comes in a variety of colors and profiles to fit your needs for commercial, residential, or agriculture building needs. Kramer Lumber supplies a wide variety of Fabrell products, including steel and aluminum panels for siding and roofing, trim, and other important accessories. Kramer Lumber, offering quality buildings since 1958. For all your building needs, make Kramer Lumber and Melrose your stop.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
6-1, Spring Hill leading New Munich after seven complete. And then
the rains came.
You bet. And so we are in a little bit of a rain delay as they put the tarps out on the pitching mound and the home plate area. This shower, according to our local meteorologist, should pass fairly soon. As that rain keeps coming down, and it's looking more and more like we're going to head to Farming tonight for that final game under the lights at Absolutely. Farming at some point tonight. And so we're just going to wait this one out. Don, let's just recap this a little bit. New Munich took a lead early in the third inning.
1-0, yes.
1-0. They ended up getting a sacrifice fly by Hunter Rademacher.
Jamie Terrace in the bottom of the fourth for Spring Hill hit a two-run homer.
And then in the fifth inning, it was Nathan Terrace with a three-run homer. Jim Toole has left the ball game. He has been relieved by Ty Reller. Ty came on in the seventh. And as far as we know, Anthony Reverman was going to take the mound here in the eighth inning yet, wasn't
so.
He?
Yeah, it looked like it. They scored a run here, Spring Hill, in the bottom of the seventh. Kind of an insurance run right now, isn't it?
It really is.
Yes, this year's going to put a little bit of a damper on the field here, I think, because it's raining pretty good right now. And you can just see the field isn't soaking it up right now. So.
No, it is not, because it was pretty saturated from this morning. And I'm sure they watered this field pretty good yesterday because it was so dry yet.
Right.
So we are in a rain delay right now in Richmond here in 15C. Being brought to you by our Region 15C sponsors, the Greenwald Pub, El Rosa Grain and Feed, Pep's Pork of Earl Spring Hill, Falcon National Bank here in Richmond, Sportsman's Dana Blake Henry, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Cutzer Excavating in Albany, Virgil's Vigorina, south of Farming, Kramer Lumber True Value of Melrose, Scooters Trucking in El Rosa, Leo's Auto Body and Glass in beautiful downtown Farming, Gilk Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, LLC of Richmond, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, Rambo Incorporated, Corky's Bar here in Richmond, Albany Chrysler Center, BNS Excavating, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center in Long Prairie, the fine folks over at Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Central Minnesota Insurance of Painesville, Shady's Bar and Grill in New Munich, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Central Minnesota Realty, Painesville Mutual Insurance. Also bringing us baseball is Lake Henry Implement, Freeport State Bank, West Central Sanitation, Grove Mutual Insurance, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Trappers Pub and Grub and Farming, Stony Creek Dairy, Promotional Resources Incorporated over in St. Joseph, Kensington Insurance Agency in El Rosa and Belgrade, Albany Family Dentistry, New Munich Meats, Dairyland Supply, and Ecker Feed Service. They bring us baseball here on KASM. We are in a rain delay. The last we had heard, it was 8-1, Cold Spring Rockies leading Luxembourg over in Region 11C. The last we heard was Regal leading Starbuck or Starbuck leading Regal. The last we had heard. And we will do a check on that one down in 4C. Earlier today, it was Starbuck coming up with a exciting 2-0 win in 11 innings over Bird Island. And looks like the Rockies are now in the top of the eighth inning, leading 8-1. Moorhead beat the St. Cloud Boudreaux today 6-2. So we're... just waiting this rain out. It looks like it's starting to get a little lighter here. Yep.
Sun will come out yet today, maybe.
Yep. So, Gary Ottman, just wait. It will come out. Yep.
Patience, my man.
Yep. So, Scott, I think what we're going to do, once the rain does quit, we've started to get some ponding in the infield. It was Sacred Heart and Regal, top of the ninth. No score yet. Wow. Wow.
Ooh, that's a good game.
Yeah, they got some good games going on down there this weekend in 4C. Scott, what we're going to do is we're going to send it back to the station. I'm going to let you do here at 5 o'clock. If you want to do the funeral announcements, you certainly can. If you want to do a little news for us, you certainly can, because I'm looking here, at probably a 10-minute wait here for sure, 10 to 15 minutes. So let's do that. It's Spring Hill leading New Munich 6-1 in the top of the eighth inning. We'll be back, Scott, here in hopefully 10 to 15 minutes, okay?